Well, big day about to come upon us today. Big solar eclipse. And about a week ago, all these little stories were circulating around, you know, that FEMA had been activated and, you know, what are they covering up? What kind of emergency? Well, we don't yet know. It hasn't hit here yet. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, it will. But as of right now, it hasn't. And I have to tell you, you know, this kind of thing, you know, it's not something I get caught up in. I've been through eclipses before, but indeed, it's been some strange times, right? In the back of my mind, I think, what's going to happen, right? Well, as it turns out, right at the time, I never would have guessed this. I think it's coming through at, between 14 and 1600 here, 2 and 4 in the afternoon for you civilian types. And, we're going to be on our way down to the radio station. The radio show starts at 1600, 4 o'clock, and we're going to be on our way down there. And we're taking a special guest down there, author Joe Tyson, who's a Marine veteran from the 9th Marine Expeditionary Brigade, landed the first tank in Vietnam. Now, for me, it's an extraordinary opportunity on a multiple of fronts, but you know, I was there. I don't want to say I landed the first artillery in Desert Storm, because I don't know that would be quite accurate. But I was there with the initial team that got off the boat, the first 100 Marines there that brought our gear in, and a little bit different than what he was necessarily doing. But there's a big commonality there. Myself with the first MEB, and him with the 9th Marine Expeditionary Brigade. Well, I don't know how old he is, but he was there in 1965, so you do the math on that. He's about 80, and we're picking him up. So I'm like, oh, this is great. The zombie apocalypse is going to hit. You know, where I'm at here, close to the border of Philadelphia, I want to be, in the event of an emergency, going the other direction. I want to be trapped in the city. The station's actually not directly in the city. It's just a little bit outside the city, but I started thinking about, I said, all right, I could walk back from there. I don't know how many miles it is. I want to say 8 or 9, maybe 10, something like that. I'm like, all right, I could walk that. I'll be cool. I'm good. I got good foot gear on. I'm ready to go. Well, then I'm thinking about my brother Joe. I'm like, what are we going to do with Joe? I'll let you know how it goes. I hope Joe's not listening. Say, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'm going to pass on the ride and the interview. I was so excited. Oh, and get a load of this. If you know, I had a career in home building, real estate development, you might call it, depending on where you live. We would go in and buy a raw tract of ground and build a community. And did this a lot. You know, cut the roads in, built the roads. I was involved in all that, different parts of my career, the design, the construction of the homes, the sales and delivery of the homes. Well, wouldn't you know, my buddy Joe Tyson, I built his house. Isn't that unbelievable? The over 55 townhome community that I built there. And I said, oh, doggone, small world. He bought the model home of all things. And anyway, pretty interesting little tie there. But my brother Michael's going to pick him up. Then come down. They're going to come down here, check out the studio for a couple minutes, and we're going to be going down there right when the eclipse is coming through. Wish me luck. Prayers appreciated. Let me get on a little more serious side here, if you will, because there are some things going on in the news. But it's a really weird news cycle. Well, I wanted to mention this. First of all, you think I'm being a little crazy about, you know, a little nervous about going down to the city during the eclipse. This guy down in Florida, a rock comes crashing through his roof of his house in Florida, 2-pound rock. Turns out it was a piece of the International Space Station. I think to myself, holy calicazoo, man, that's dangerous. You're just going to be, you know, what the heck was that? Oh, it was a wing or whatever. But I'm like, what isn't falling apart? I mean, you gotta. I don't want to get to sound too freaky here, and I'm joking around a little bit, but at the same time, you got to ask yourself, you know, plane doors coming off the bridge in Baltimore. Nobody's even talking about this. I can't believe nobody was, you know, jumping on this, but it was like just look a second. It's like the boat just kind of casually bumps into this thing. Boom. Now I can understand how that would cause down. It was just like, it was just a little boom and boom, the whole bridge from end to end, man. I know I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but not too much, really. Doors coming off of airplanes. It was just a little oversight. Well, okay. I'm just saying, step back and look at the totality of this. Like, where does it end? There's been more problems, too. It just, we're not really adding it up. Something's not right. I got to tell you something. Look, I just talked the other day about this sewage going through the plane cabin. How many times have we heard about this in the past year? I never heard about this in my life until the past year. All of a sudden, feces in the cabin of the airplane, for God's sake. Can't imagine why more people aren't flying. Maybe this is the deterrent. Who knows if it's even true? Or maybe it's the climate activists. Go clog the toilet. It is an act of sabotage, by the way. Can be quite effective, as you see. Anyway, yeah, so this object falls through, but NASA shows up. They're like, hey, we need our rocket back. What? It's in your living room, sir? We saw it on the security camera? My security camera? Did I tell you what happened with the printer hookup the other day? Let me tell the story again because it bears repeating. I am getting so disturbed at how much we're being tracked. And first of all, your cell phone now has become your digital ID. I saw it coming. I've talked about it. My bank, I went to log on. They wouldn't let me log on without pinging that phone, man. So it's pretty interesting. Maybe we're not going to do online banking anymore. Who wants to go back to that? You know, all the stuff I do for this show, it's done anyway. I'm going to end up turning this into like a burner phone and getting my own private phone that isn't tracked all over the place like this. Ridiculous. But what do you do if the grid goes down? This is the only way they have the security people to get into things. I don't know. But here's a freaky thing. I got this new printer. And I go to set it up, and there's no keypad on this thing. Like, I was thinking, how am I going to put the Wi-Fi password in, I wonder? So it retrieved the password from the Windows operating system on its own. No connection to the computer. This is all done by Wi-Fi. So it was able to, and without me, I didn't have to allow it to do that. It basically, you know, when I had connect from the Windows side, it went and reached and said, now I have the password. You press the button on the computer to confirm that you're there. I'm supposed to trust this machine. It's not trusting me. Probably scanning my fingerprint at the same time. Not really. I added that for effect. But come on. The fact that that password is that easily retrievable, an HP printer with a Windows, they're obviously, you know, talking to each other. Hey, for ease of setup, I give them an A+. I was like, oh, just hit the button, boom, connected. But I'm thinking, if it's that easy for me, how easy is it for the guy parked in that van out in front of my house for the last week now, thinks I don't know what's going on? I'm just kidding around. You think I'm getting a little paranoid? What's that van? Honey, it's the mailman. Oh, okay. Sure it is. Show me some ID. I'm getting a little paranoid. I'm kidding around. But in all seriousness, the security thing is troubling. I'm just coming to the conclusion none of it's security or any privacy. How can you say you do? I said this before. I believe the VA was hacked. My mortgage company was hacked. Comcast was hacked. What's left? My medical records, they're probably mixed in there somewhere too. They're doing it. The military's doing it. Did you hear about this? This is part of the problem. They're having a recruiting problem. They bring it. Hey, have you? And this gets all jammed up in so many ways. Such a racket. You have any asthma or difficulty breathing? No, I'm fine. Well, then they come to find out that when you were 5, you saw a doctor who wrote the word asthma, and they're all of a sudden, well, do you have asthma? Are you sure this has been completely? And here you are, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And how are they getting that? Because there's no privacy anymore. That's medical records. They are able to scan what is available online, which isn't all of it. You know, interestingly, I try to get copies of my records, like pulling teeth for certain things. Anyway, let me get into some of these news stories here because I don't want to burn through the time. This is the second podcast of the day. We definitely elevated the game here a little bit over here at the Christopher Scott Show. And I hope you're happy with what you're hearing. I appreciate all the continued support of the show. We've seen a lot of growth recently that I haven't seen in quite a while. And I know why it is from a lot of the hard work that I've been doing, quite frankly, in getting this show in front of people. And there's more to come. So much more to come, I'll tell you. I'm really enjoying this journey right now. It's a period of robust, acceleration. I don't know the word I'm looking for. Developing a lot of content, 2 podcasts in one day, the videos, 7 days a week. Very, very exciting content, stuff to talk about. And I expect that to continue this election year. I'm really hoping during this crazy election season to position myself as being one of the not crazies. You know what I mean? We're going to get through it. Like, will it lead to a civil war? I don't know, man. It might. But I'll just promise you this. We'll get through it. Whatever it is, we'll get through it. We really will. But anyway, that's what I'm looking to do, and I'm really proud to be here and do it. Hopefully my time will allow, you know, I do get involved in other things. But right now, all of my energy is focused on the radio show and this podcast and writing more books. It's pretty phenomenal. So anyway, if you like what you hear, I hope you go to my website, ChristopherScottShow.com, and be sure to sign up for my email list. That's how I communicate out with the audience. New books, special endeavors, bonus episodes, things like that. It's very exciting. Did I send out the video? I feel like I might have from the book tour. I can't remember if I did or not, but I'm not doing it now. Maybe I will. I'll go back and check. All right, a couple of big stories here. This came up last week, and it was very concerning, and when I talked about it, I said it was very strange. CIA warns Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours. So here, let me tell you what I see is going on here, as best I can tell. I don't know. I'm speculating. I tell you if I knew, I'm telling you I don't know. I'm just looking at the stories here. And if you listen carefully, I talked about this last week at some point. I said, this is a little weird. They put this story out that the CIA is supposedly saying that there's going to be this attack. It didn't come through like CNN or MSNBC. It didn't have the normal analysts and experts and the whole panel to make it seem like, you know, the BS has some kind of legitimacy. No, they didn't do any of that. They put it out, you know, through some, you know, other outlets than not mainstream. Not that they have any more or less credibility necessarily, probably more if I had to guess. But either way, it's just odd to me. I'm thinking, well, this is a pretty big deal. It's a real big deal to suggest that Iran is going to engage in an all-out war, not even, well, will attack, I guess, in a strike on Israel at a very vulnerable time. Tensions are very high, blah, 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 blah. Oil went up, at least briefly. And then it just went away. It went away. When I talked about it, we were already a good 24 hours into the 48 hours. I was like, are we 24 hours away from World War III? United States, it seems like the military-industrial complex and the warmongers just seem really excited about getting into a war with Iran, another war in the Middle East. I don't know. This is my observation. None of that has happened. Something completely different happened. And I believe what you see is Obama diplomacy in action. And what would that be? Deals are being made. Look at what's happened. They're saying, well, we're going to cut back on this military aid for Israel. The United States is pressuring Israel to back down. I think last I saw that they had Israel had pulled out of Gaza over this. In part, you know, there's been a couple things that went on. There was the bombing of the Iranian general in Syria, and then the UN food delivery or something was bombed and people were killed, innocent civilians. So Israel's taking a lot of heat over that. What is even the objective of this war that Israel's launched at this point? What, to eradicate Hamas? What's really going on? We get no information at all. But just to stick back to this CIA report a second, what I think went on, I'm speculating. I said this. I just want to be clear to you on this. It seems to me that the threat was probably real. Iran, they retaliate. It's a big part of their culture. And I don't know if you could really blame them in that scenario, but that's not really the story. It doesn't matter. I do believe that there was a credible threat there. And I think that our intelligence agencies got involved and cut a deal to appease Iran. Again, I mean, this is what Obama has done, appease and pay off every step of the way. It's the Obama politics. That's how it works, and that's what Biden is doing. And he's laughing all the way to the bank with it. And we're all suffering the consequences, nothing ever really getting done. I don't know. I said it three times now. I'm speculating. I would say this to you. It's very concerning what the heck is going on over there. All I see is more war, war, war. Happy to continue, it seems like. Why is that? Once again, no, I don't see any praying for peace. I don't. Why was there such an outcrying of peace for Vietnam? But Afghanistan, what's happening in Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, nothing, nothing at all. What's a, is peace protest no longer a thing? I don't know. I got a little off track, but this is concerning. The story came out, you know, did Biden broker a deal? Good for him if he did. I wouldn't bank on it. How much did we pay? We'll soon find out how much money was left on the tarmac, right? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. We'll find out. But it appears it's really going to be nothing. No war with Iran. We'll see. Maybe by the time you're listening to me, maybe when the eclipse hits, this strike will happen. I shouldn't even joke about it, really. Let me go tell you some of these other things, other stories going on. Biden says, who put this story out? CNBC. That's a little credibility, wouldn't you say? Biden says the United States economy is the world's best. Trump claims that the it's a cesspool, and CNBC says that the data is clear. Joe Biden is fighting to convince inflation-weary voters that the United States economy is healthy. America has the best economy in the world. Laying out the argument central to his reelection campaign. And that is to convince us that the economy is great, whether we agree or not. It seems Joe has a little backwards. You know, it used to be that the politicians would get the feedback and the pulse of the voters, not tell the voters. Here's how you feel about the economy. Oh, it's a little worse. He says the best economy in the world. Trump says that we're a nation whose economy is collapsing in a cesspool of ruin, whose supply chain is broken, stores not stocked, deliveries not coming. Wow. But the numbers paint a different picture, says CNBC. One more in line with Biden's narrative of American economic dominance than Trump's apocalyptic warnings. Inflation has fallen sharply from its 2022 highs, although it has ticked back up in the past several months. On inflation, it's too soon to say whether the recent readings represent more than just a bump, according to Federal Chairman Jerome Powell. Of course, they're getting political pressure, and they would get that with Trump as well. Meanwhile, the U.S. domestic product grew 2.5% in 2023, significantly outpacing that of other developed economies. That's inflation. And, you know, they want to say that it's good. You know, our inflation is higher than anybody else. The United States is leading the way for the global economy, driving the global economic train. I mean, yeah, we're borrowing more money than anybody. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's what's not being talked about here. Is the economy good or bad right now? Let me give you my assessment. This is my opinion because none of this is numbers based. It was the data is clear, then don't mention any data. Or the data that they refer to is that they rely on for that whole thing is that the gross domestic product grew by 2.5%. How much of that was government spending? Why don't we ask that question? All of it and more? More. Do the math on that. That's the part they're not telling you. All government subsidized growth that it has been for decades. And the well is running dry. No, it's not. It'll never run dry because they'll just keep printing more money. It'll never run dry until one day it just collapses and it's going to be a heap of shambles, a heap of mess. The continued spending, and they even want to say there's a break in inflation for whatever reason. Why? The supply chain problems that Trump points to, is that accurate or not? Well, look at the bridge. I-95 in Philadelphia, all these problems. Yeah. And you got all this immigration coming in, population growing. Tell me all that you've heard about new highways, new treatment plants, any infrastructure at all being built, schools, any of it. Nothing. None at all. Nobody even really cares anyway. It is an economic train wreck on a scale that the world has never seen before. And I don't see it stopping. I don't see, and it all comes down to the spending and the size of our government. I keep trying to say this, that is driving all the loony, the woke, forget woke, loony. Just say the word loony. Looney Tunes. Men calling themselves women, wanting to compete in women's sports. And we're going to have this conversation? Get the hell out of here. I don't have time for it. Who's conjuring this stuff up and why? Well, go look at the last spending bill. There's money in there to fund this stuff. And if you're going to say, hey, you look like you need a job. Yeah, I need a job. I got a great gig for you. What's that? You're just going to go around in schools and talk about the benefits of transgenderism. And we're going to give you all the material right here. Provided professionally put together by none other than our own Obama publishing company. Guy's making movies, probably directing music. Who knows what the hell's going on over there? I don't know where I went on that tangent, why I went on that tangent. But this is an economic train wreck on a massive scale. For CNBC to sit there and seriously publish that just gives you a little bit of an idea of how far gone we are. Not even having a serious conversation. The debt levels, that to say that, oh, the GDP, 2.5%. How much of the GDP? Let me see if I can find it right now. I hate to do this, but I can't. The curiosity kills me. How much GDP from government spending? I'll bet you this is already a... Yep, I'm not the only one looking at this. 30... Figures published by the International... I'm glad I looked this up. Figures published by the International Monetary Fund for 2022. Okay, that's old. They're saying inflation eased a bit. This is old data. This is the latest. Okay, as of 2023, third quarter 2023. So 2 quarters behind, 6 months behind. The United States government Bureau of Economic Analysis estimates that government spending is 36% of the country's annual total GDP. That is equivalent to $10,000 billion in government spending and $27,000 billion in annual GDP. These are numbers we can't even fathom. Why they're writing it like that, I don't know. So to say that the GDP grew 2.5% when over a third of our spending is government spending, don't you think that's just a little disingenuous, to say the least? 24th out of 29 countries we rank in terms of government spending as a percentage of GDP. It's disturbing to me. That one issue... that is the core of conservative liberal, in my opinion. Swamp and non-swamp. Forget about the conservative liberal. Where's the no-names movement? It died. Do you know that? They're not doing the third party. The Democrats, why won't Democrats debate? That needs to be a show that I'm going to do. Nope, they just squeeze out all the competition. Why? Because they have to keep up the spending. There's no going back now. That is the essence of everything that we're talking about. You want to convolute it with race relations, Second Amendment, First Amendment, all this nonsense, and it's wars. It's all distractions from that issue. There are entire industries that survive purely on that spending. Everybody wants it cut, but nobody wants it to be them. Don't you dare touch veterans' benefits. Don't you dare touch Social Security. Don't you dare not invest in our schools and our children, our future, and our disabled people, blah, 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 blah. But somehow, some kind of, how can you possibly live in a free society with that kind of an economic burden? This is the question we should be asking. How can you possibly live in a free society when so much of that spending, of all the government spending, about half is done at the federal level, an enormous amount of our economy, right? Almost 20% of our entire economy is controlled by 600 individuals down in Washington. And they're nuts, if you haven't looked. They're nuts. All they do is fight with each other, pick fights with each other. Why don't we try speaking coherently? It's my second show of the day. I'm getting a little fatigued. My vocal cords are a little fatigued. Not really. I could go for days. Don't you worry. I'll be just fine. Job growth zoomed in March as payrolls jumped by 303,000. Unemployment dropped. Every time they come back and revise, how can this be? Record job growth. Record. That's all they ever say every time now. It's amazing, really. Truly amazing. This story, I wish I had more time to talk about this. Talk about it here a second. No way out of a worsening war. Zelensky's options look bad or worse. Zelensky made two catastrophic mistakes, in my opinion, if not three. One, leaving his border completely exposed that allowed Russia to drive so deep within the Ukraine. And who knows what was really going on there, whether Russia even really wanted to do that. I don't think so. I think they wanted a quick takeover, just to say, hey, we're not kidding. We're taking this back. Not necessarily expecting the long haul that came with it. Although I'd be surprised that they were caught completely off guard with that. But who knows, really. But anyway, big mistake number one for Zelensky was leaving the border wide open. Secondly, even if he didn't believe it, even if he didn't want to do it, tactically speaking, he should have known. You have to leave yourself a stinking escape route. From day one, he should, whoa, 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 Mother Russia. Oh, my, the big bad wolf. What have we done to upset? What do we need to do for peace here? He should have gave Putin a way out. I mean, come on. His advisors should have been telling him this. But none of this happened. Now, look at what he's done. He's put himself in a very bad, very, very bad situation. And did he really think that he could win? Did he really think that he would? I don't know. It's going to be a sad story. I said from day one, and I'll say it to you again, I don't really understand what goes on over there geopolitically or whatever that even means. But I predicted this, and so far I've been dead right. And I said that the Ukrainian people are going to get screwed. And I've been right about that. And the best of that is yet to come, unfortunately. It's a real doggone shame. And people sit back. Nobody seems to care. I think the Pope a couple times said something about peace, but nobody really seems too interested. Fight like dogs, kill each other, destroy each other. It's the culture of the world. It's a dark time. Really is. Not completely. Some good things going on out there. This whole story with P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs. What's going on with that? Or, you know, with the CIA involved? Is there some kind of deep political kind? Does he have Tate? Why is there always all this sex and drama with all these people? Is it true? Is it because of the people that are around and naturally happens? I don't know. Who knows? Why don't we ever find out about these stories? How come it's never, ever publicized? You know, Trump documents that tell you everything down to what time he got off the toilet that day. Nothing is sacred. But somehow when there's this type of thing, nobody gets to know anything. Everybody just disappears. Problem just goes away. Isn't that a little concerning in itself? Well, that's to protect the victims. No, I'm talking about the perpetrators. Who was involved? Justin Bieber was big buddies with this guy. I don't know anything about these people. It's all very foreign, very strange, very weird to me. And I'm beginning to think that it all was a giant psyops government-run operation, just like FBI, Facebook International. I think largely the same. This is my belief. I don't know. And maybe they made a few people rich along the way, and they're the ones championing more government spending because the Looney Tunes has been great business for them. Wouldn't we be happy to go back to the good old solid back in the day Looney Tunes? At least you knew what you were watching. You expected to laugh. Now you just shake your head. New Yorkers turn to self-defense classes as punching attacks continue. You know, this is fascinating to me, how times have changed. Back in the day, people would the men would come out and be like, you hit one more person in the face and there's going to be hell to pay. No, the police arrest the guy. They probably get him a nice hot meal, make sure he's good, ask him if he needs to connect with any mental health services, and send him on his way. And they wonder why it continues. New Yorkers turn to self-defense classes. They ought to be turning to their right hip. That's what they ought to be doing, but they're not allowed to do that. Government has decided it's not safe for them. Government would keep them safe. Somehow that's not happening. Surprise, surprise. Anybody really surprised? I predicted this. You're going to get punched in the face, and you know what you're going to do about it? Nothing. You're going to sit there and take it. The option will be too painful. Trust me, it's coming. I'll leave you with this stupid story. Jennifer Lopez getting mocked on the internet, I guess, for this new movie or something like that. I'll just say this. The Jennifer Lopez story is kind of like an all-American story in some ways. You know, Jenny from the Bronx, and it's a kind of a cool story, and she comes up to be and everything. And, you know, great. I like her music, and I thought she was cool over the years. You know, she had that very girl-next-door kind of look and everything. But around when she started turning 40 and she was still wearing the skin-tight suits, it just started to leave me a little bit. And then, and I don't mean to be judgmental, I've said this before, but you know, I don't know what number husband, every time I look at Jalen, what happened to A-Rod? All I see is A-Rod when I see her anymore. And suddenly the girl next door thing, you just see this train wreck. And I say this not to be judgmental, to say this. Maybe it's really just the perfect metaphor, if you will, for what the whole country is going through. Look at all of us. Look at our own families. Look at what's going on. Who has been immune from any of this craziness, really, on some level? We say, well, you know, my children aren't addicted to drugs, or they never got this bad, or never got that bad, or whatever the case might be. But it's pretty bad when you step back and you look at the whole picture. Anyway, poor Jennifer Lopez. Like the rest of us, life is taking its turns. I'll say this. I just hope she's happy. Hey, God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.